So, no election and as yet no plan. Northern Ireland's political leaders had some news to digest with their Ulster Fry this morning with a breakfast announcement from the Secretary of State, Chris Heaton-Harris. There won't now be a pre-Christmas Stormont election, as he'd previously threatened. He'll outline the British government's alternative plan to the House of Commons next week. Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney welcomed the decision, which he said creates space for progress. There's been no power-sharing executive at Stormont since last May's elections because of a DUP boycott over the Northern Ireland Brexit protocol. Reaction from outgoing Sinn Féin Minister John O'Dowd in just a moment. But first, Alliance Party leader Naomi Long was asked if Mr. Heaton-Harris's U-turn means he's lost credibility.
Not at all, because he hasn't said there won't be an election. He simply said it won't happen this side of Christmas. And I think if you talk to the average person in the street in Northern Ireland today, most of them will see this as something of a Christmas miracle, because nobody actually wanted to be going to the polls before Christmas. And I think what they will respect him for actually is coming here as Secretary of State, listening to what people, what businesses, what the community have said, listening to the local politicians, and taking the right decision rather than simply the easy decision. I have far more respect for somebody who listens and will adjust their course rather than somebody who will plough on to something that could actually be more destructive. So, no, I don't think he's lost credibility. I think the test, though, will be what he does next.
Naomi Long, leader of the Alliance Party. We can talk now to Sinn Féin MLA and outgoing Minister for Infrastructure, John O'Dowd. A very good afternoon to you, John O'Dowd, and thank you for taking our call this afternoon. Sinn Féin has described this as a bizarre U-turn, but do you join with the other Stormont parties in welcoming at least the fact that there won't be a pre-Christmas election, which I think it was widely agreed was unlikely to result in any significant change in the political landscape?
Well, there was two options open to the British Secretary of State. One was the reforming the executive and standing up to the DUP who are blocking political progress in the north, or calling an election. Now we have no executive, with no election, with no plan on the way forward, and we have families, businesses and workers facing into a very uncertain winter with rising food and energy costs, and no local government there to support them.
Just to be clear on this, Sinn Féin were among the parties that in recent days has met the Secretary of State. Did he give you any indication of what he's, either this decision, this announcement was coming today, or of what his alternative plan is?
No, he made no indication to us earlier in the week that he was going to make this announcement. We, along with, I suspect, all the other political parties, heard this morning on the news that there was to be no election, which is no way to do business with the local political parties. There should be engagement between the political parties and the British Secretary of State around the way forward. We await now what his announcement is going to be next week, but he has to come forward with a definitive plan about how he's going to move the situation forward. And that plan has to include the restoration of the executive, so local political parties and local politicians can get round the table and start making decisions for the betterment of the lives of the people we serve.
And how does he restore the executive if the DUP continue to refuse to take part?
Well, I think he has to stop pandering to the DUP. And we've seen this government introduce the protocol bill, which in the essence breaches international law, as it will breach the agreement between the British government and the EU over the protocol. That should be withdrawn immediately. And the British government should make it quite clear to the DUP that they will not allow them to hold up political progress in the north moving forward. So we've seen too much pandering from this government to the DUP. The protocol bill should be withdrawn. The British government needs to engage sensibly with the EU and get outstanding issues around the protocol resolved. But it's also worth remembering where a lot of criticism of the protocol comes from the unionism. In my constituency, the protocol is creating jobs, sustaining jobs. New factories are being built directly as a result of the economic advantage the protocol gives the North. So, yes, there are issues to be resolved, but the protocol is benefiting people's lives here and has to be secured.
So just to be clear, is Sinn Féin saying that if the executive can't be restored in the new year, then Chris Heaton-Harris should go ahead and call fresh Stormont elections?
We can't continue in the current situation we're in. We have no government. So what do we do? Do we let this lapse for a significant period of time? It's only right and proper that the people are allowed to express their views at the ballot box. We had said right up until this stage, it's either executive or an election. And those who had pondered the idea that elections would be bad or that they would create greater political uncertainty, I think, had misread the mood of the people. No one, of course, no one wants a pre-Christmas election, but this idea that elections are bad, that sends out a very, very bad message in relation to democracy. At every at a certain juncture in a political debate, you have to go to the people and allow the people to have their say.
Now, of course, under the current arrangements, the Good Friday Agreement arrangements, the DUP is in a position, it's perfectly consistent with the rules, to block the formation of executive because of the requirement for cross-community support. Although we've seen the political landscape in Northern Ireland change quite significantly in recent years, is that a provision actually that's any longer fit for purpose?
Well, there is a mechanism within the Good Friday Agreement to review the workings of the Good Friday Agreement, and Sinn Féin will be happy to engage in any such review. And indeed, within the Assembly, there is a dedicated committee, the Assembly Executive and Review Committee, to look at how the institutions run, how you would improve on the institutions. But the crux of the matter is that that committee can't meet if there's no Assembly meeting. So,
but leaving aside the mechanism, would Sinn Féin support an end to that veto, if you like?
Well, we're happy to listen to the views of anyone who's bringing proposals to the table.
I'm just wondering, what's your view?
Well, I don't think now is the time to renegotiate the Good Friday Agreement. Now is the time to implement the Good Friday Agreement and to get the institutions of the Good Friday Agreement up and going.
But it's that aspect of the Good Friday Agreement which is giving the DUP the veto over reforming the executive.
Well, it's also the British government's failure to stand up to the DUP is allowing them to do that, and they're pondering and misuse of unionist communities' concerns over the protocol to negotiate with the EU. But
I mean, sorry,
if parties have proposals to bring forward, we are more than happy to engage with them in regards reviewing the Good Friday Agreement under the structures which are built into the Good Friday Agreement.
But does Sinn Féin want to retain that veto? Because in the past, Sinn Féin has used the veto.
Well, I can't make it any more clear to you, Brian. We will engage with political parties and or others who bring forward proposals in regards reviewing the Good Friday Agreement. But you can't review the Good Friday Agreement in the absence of the committee which was established to review the mechanisms of it, the Assembly and Executive Review Committee. It can't sit if there's no Assembly.
All right. John O'Dowd from Sinn Féin, outgoing minister, thank you very much for talking to us. Well, how's all this been viewed from Brussels? We can talk to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, who's on the line. Tony, the Minister of Foreign Affairs has talked about this decision today from the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland not to go ahead with the election. It's creating some space for progress. The focus, I suppose, will be on what negotiations, if any, will be taking place between London and Brussels, between the UK and the EU, to try to resolve this protocol impasse. What, if anything, is happening in that regard?
Well, first of all, Brian, the European Commission was concerned about this deadline at the end of October, after which there may have to be an election before Christmas in Northern Ireland, for the reason that if you are trying to negotiate a very sensitive issue such as the Northern Ireland Protocol, if any breakthroughs happen in that negotiation while an election campaign is happening in Northern Ireland, then more than likely the main parties in Northern Ireland would reject the whatever breakthrough has been announced as not enough because you're in that febrile election climate. So I think while there's been no official comment from the Commission so far, I think Brussels is probably relieved, as is the Irish government, that there isn't going to be an election before Christmas. Now, the talks have been happening at various levels, at technical level, at official level, and there have been more political level contacts between James Cleverly, the Foreign Secretary, and Maro Šefčovič, the EU chief negotiator. Now, Maro Šefčovič is on leave this week. There aren't any technical talks. It's a public holiday here in Belgium. So this is seen as a bit of a breathing space. And also a period for Rishi Sunak, the new British Prime Minister, to get up to speed, because he doesn't come with any great intuitive knowledge of Ireland or the Irish protocol situation coming from the Chancellery. He's having to be briefed by the Cabinet Office and the Foreign Office on all the aspects of the protocol. So it's hoped now that those talks will get more momentum next week without this threat of an election hanging over them.
In effect, there really haven't been negotiations, have there, Tony, between London and Brussels for the better part of this year?
Well, I mean, there have been talks at official level and technical level, and they are getting into quite some detail about the issues of customs, the movement of goods from Great Britain to Northern Ireland, agri-food checks, all the other issues, tariffs on steel. But there isn't really any dynamic there whereby the UK is showing where it's willing to compromise. Now, there has been some progress on the issue of sharing data. The UK has built a bespoke data access system so that EU officials can see in very forensic detail what's coming in from Great Britain into Northern Ireland. They can look at patterns, they can look at risks, and there may be an announcement on that quite soon. But apart from that, in terms of the bigger compromises that both sides, I think, will have to make, we haven't really seen those yet.
And what's the judgment in Brussels, the assessment within the European Union's institutions of the appetite in London now, Rishi Sunak, new British Prime Minister, to cut a deal on the protocol and to try and put this controversy to bed, particularly when you look at what the UK's economy is facing over the next couple of years?
Well, he's still a bit of an unknown quantity. I mean, he does, in a sense, draw a line under the years of populism, if you like, with Boris Johnson and Liz Truss. He is identifying himself as the more sober, realistic prime minister, and that is obviously to be welcomed at EU level. But he still supported the Northern Ireland Protocol Bill, and there's no indication yet that the UK government is going to pause the bill. It's currently in the House of Lords. So I think people are keeping their counsel at the moment, but they do know that Rishi Sunak is a cautious politician. He knows that what damage was caused to the British economy by a radical set of policies, and that will very likely extend to a potential trade war with the EU. Would Rishi Sunak risk a trade war with the EU, knowing how the markets might react? And I think that's something that the EU will be mindful of.
Tony Connolly in Brussels, thank you for that.